Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. A little bit later this hour, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to go see Disturbed at Capital One Arena. We'll do that coming up at 9:45. But wanted to kind of assess where the Commanders are. So, 6 games in, they're 4-2. They're atop the NFC East. You've got the Eagles a half game back at 3-2.
Before we get to that, I got to get Drab's answer.
Okay.
I got to get Drab's answer if he's sold or not. All right. And I know he's going to say no. He's playing well. What do you want me to tell you? But go ahead. I'll give you an opportunity.
What are you looking for, I should say?
I want
what are you looking for that Jason and other people haven't given him?
I think Jason knows we got the guy. Do you think we got the guy?
Yeah, he's good. He's really good.
He's really good. And don't you think, like,
I don't know if he's
going to
be
injury?
Well, I don't know, but I wouldn't go as far. He's going to be one of the best of his generation.
One of the all-time greats.
Okay, I'm not expecting everyone to go there.
But he's the guy.
Think he's barring injury, he's our guy for the next 10 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think for the bit, Drabby should say, I'm not sold. Even 5 years down the road,
right.
Not sold.
No, I don't want him to do a bit. I just want you to acknowledge we got
off,
the guy.
I don't do bits. First off, he's playing really well. He's playing well.
Obviously. That's
and
a given.
Also, I'm glad you got your guy. You're sold. I'm glad that you're happy. Danny Ruye celebrating today. We got the thing. I'm happy you got the thing that you desperately wanted on Sunday. Not a victory. Just like Fox 5 running graphics this morning that say, Commander fans still celebrating. All right. Swear to God, that was a headline today on their TV show. Everyone's thrilled in this city today because they got their guy. He's playing well. I don't know if he's a superstar. Do you think
he's their guy for the next 10 years?
Well, but
barring injury.
Yeah, but Daniel Jones has been the Giants guy for
4 years.
No, he's on like year 6.
All right.
He's already better than Daniel Jones.
I'm
just saying what he's saying. Having a decade-long quarterback doesn't mean he's a superstar. I think he's playing better than I thought he would be. I think he's playing better than almost everybody thought he would be. I don't know if he's a superstar quarterback. I mean, he throws a screen pass really well.
That's a shot right
well,
there.
Well, I mean,
that's not what he's doing. That's not what he's doing. He's not making his numbers.
What do you mean? He threw about 60 yards in screen passes to Eckler yesterday.
Yeah, but those aren't the throws that people are hanging their hat on.
The second touchdown pass to Terry was unbelievable. That was great. In the corner of the end zone, hardly any separation, put it right in
he
there.
He had several
down.
Throws where there
I'm highlighting that. I'm highlighting that throw.
He's also averaging 8.5 yards per attempt. Those aren't all just screen passes.
I didn't say they're all screen passes.
But that stat.
Yeah, that's a goofy stat.
That stat's not like an air yard stat. Now, I think he's fine with air yards too, but like sometimes that includes yak.
I think Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator of the year so far.
He's doing
a great
job.
You're more impressed with Kingsbury than you are with Jaden.
Well, I'm not saying that Jaden's bad. I'm just not going
to. I just want to get you on the record. You're more impressed with Cliff than you are with Jaden.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
I'll say this is reasonable to not anoint him a Hall of Famer. It is reasonable because, and I brought this up last week.
I'm not asking him to anoint him as a Hall of Famer.
Let me finish. Is that a couple seasons ago, everybody was talking about Jalen Hurts being one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And everybody was talking about Jalen Hurts being the best quarterback in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's peaks and valleys. Right. It's not to say he's not a good quarterback, but really, you got to give it a couple years to kind of assess. He will be the starting quarterback for this team for a long time. And you'll see if he's always at the top of the class or he slides down. Like, and in the NFC, you know, I wanted to bring up the playoff picture and where you kind of stack the Commanders. But take a quarterback like Jordan Love. Jordan Love's very good. Like, there's the NFC went from not really having good quarterbacks to now having a bunch of guys who are good with Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, Jordan Love, the young guys like Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams possibly into the equation, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that, I mean, clearly he's playing better than every single person on the planet, maybe besides Jaden, thought he would.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a possibility to top out. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he's going to get better and better and better. I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying there's a chance he tops out at some point.
I'm going to say, defenses
catch up with it. And then, but again, they're going to improve the roster. And
I'm going to bet he's not going to top out.
I don't think he's come close to topping out.
I don't think he scratched the surface.
I'm not saying he will. I'm saying that is a possibility. That's why I'm not willing to go as far as to say he's going to be a superstar. He's going to Hall of Fame.
I don't expect you to say he's a superstar going to Hall of Fame. Only a guy like me has that
foresight.
You
can say that, but
you're not the only one.
But they found their guy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that they found their guy.
No doubt.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hit on their guy.
The guy that we can win with.
Yes.
Not just a guy like a Daniel Jones placeholder. They found their guy that they build around and the stars align and things work out right. They can win
Put
it all
in with
him.
Permanent
they can win it all with him. Just like the Ravens can win it all with Lamar. I don't care if he's done it or not. Just like the Chiefs have proven they can do it with Mahomes. Doesn't matter. We can win it all with this guy.
Right. And it's not winning with a game manager.
Right.
Not even close to a game
manager. They won games when Alex Smith was the quarterback. It was heinous to watch.
Right.
It was bad.
They have a guy who's a legit
Top
quarterback in the league right now.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think he's a top quarterback in the league. I'll just say that. I'm not. JP's already scrapped this Graydon Jaden segment. We're not doing that anymore.
No, I'm not saying we're going to scrap it. It's a good brand name.
Well, you've said 100 times, why are we doing the segment? Well,
it doesn't matter. We'll still do it.
I'm not ready. Like, I need to see more. I mean, you guys were going nuts last October for Sam Howell when he threw 3 touchdowns and 300 yards against the Seahawks and said, we got our guy. It's over.
True.
So you have to let things play out. You have to let defenses...
One guy was going nuts for Sam Howell.
No. The listeners were too.
Even John Allen said we got
The pedigree is different.
Oh, definitely the listeners.
Even John said it.
The difference between the Howell and Jaden Daniels talk is the pedigree is different.
The toolbox is bigger.
Yeah, exactly. The God-given abilities are different.
Yeah.
Now, if he loses his legs, I do think he can still succeed as a passer, but what we saw yesterday is the offense isn't quite as special when you take away his legs.
I agree. But what I saw yesterday was really highlighting arm talent.
Right. He threw dimes.
Arm talent is amazing.
And most teams,
and most teams
are not going to take away his legs to the extent the Ravens did yesterday.
Correct.
Right. Most teams aren't.
Carolina
won't. They're not going to limit him to 30 yards rushing.
He's probably going to rush for 75 yards against Carolina.
I will say Tony Romo was embarrassing yesterday.
Why? Because he was
the glazing, the way he was acting. I mean, he was saying that he was play that clip of Jaden throwing that touchdown.
He's just fawning.
Klavik, bam. He's going to end up throwing behind here, but look at his eyes, Jim. That's the difference. He looks over there and holds the defense. That's a Patrick Mahomes Josh Allen-esque type of play.
That's just not what happened. He was going through his progressions. He wasn't baiting the defense with his eyes. He went to Terry, who was his second read on the play. It was a good.
So you, doesn't Romo you get think, killed for glazing every week,
you think you're
though?
Interpreting that play better than Romo?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to say I can do that.
Romo called him a future MVP yesterday.
Huh?
He called him a future MVP yesterday.
He did.
I don't think that's a stretch.
Do you just think that he can be an MVP?
Did you see what Jay Daniel said? Did you see his tweet from yesterday?
Yeah, where's Justin Herbert's MVP?
Well, he's never winning MVP.
Oh, well, everyone told me he was going to win MVP.
He could.
I never told you he'd win MVP. Did you see Chase Daniels' tweet about Jaden yesterday?
What?
Jaden Daniels purposely dirted a football at the feet of Austin Eckler at the end of the half because he knew it would keep the clock running, and it wasn't worth the one-yard gain. They needed to keep the timeout. This is next-level quarterback play we are seeing. His processing is off the charts.
Right. I mean, it was a veteran play from a rookie. That's what's it. Like, I don't think it was that incredible.
Chase,
it was pretty obvious to me, but it's a veteran play that a rookie's making.
Yeah, and a lot of the analysts have said he's playing more like a veteran. He's making the veteran-like decisions more than the rookie. Because how many times did Tony Romo say yesterday, this kid's a rookie, in his annoying voice. This kid's a rookie.
I muted Chase Daniel yesterday when he tweeted, a flea flicker screen, Jaden Daniels is something else. I said, you've clearly lost the plot here, pal.
All right, so you think that was you don't think he's a do you put him at? Top 15?
Oh, easy. Yeah, for
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather have him or Geno Smith?
Well, I'd rather have my guy, but I'm happy you have your
guy. He's very biased.
I don't have a problem with that.
I'm one
like
person
Gino.
On the planet that likes Geno. I don't care. That's my guy.
You can like Geno. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
It's not about Geno.
All right, where do you have the Commanders in the NFC picture?
Well, I mean, they clearly can win the division. But it's going to come down to those head-to-heads with the Eagles, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not saying that they're going to sweep the Cowboys, but the Cowboys have big issues. It's going to come down to those head-to-heads with the Eagles.
So this
can
is
they
not,
win the division? Sure.
This is not just based on record, because the Vikings are 5-0. I think the top team in the NFC is the Detroit Lions. They were really good last year. They look like they're rolling offensively. Their loss of Aiden Hutchinson could be a big deal. I'm not sure. But I think the Lions are better than the Commanders.
Massive game next week. The Vikings host the Lions.
Yes.
It's a biggie.
The Vikings are 5-0. I'm not completely sold, although their defense is legit. So I'll say that those two teams are better. And then San Francisco, even though they're 3-3, I would put them above. After that, I think the Commanders are amongst a bunch of teams can compete.
I think they're top five-ish in the NFC right now.
Yeah, I mean,
as it
Tampa,
stands.
Green Bay, the Eagles. I think the Commanders are in a group with those type of teams that can compete for a playoff spot for sure.
Yeah,
and yesterday kind of solidified it for me. Yes, the defense has flaws. But Jaden's special. They generally have a very good running game. Against really prolific offenses who have good quarterbacks and good receivers, they're going to get torched. We've seen that almost week in and week out.
You used the word that I need Drab to say. Special. That's all I need to say. You don't have to say whole.
He's not going to say it because
I don't understand.
I know, but why are you so concerned with how Drab thinks?
Because
why is he living rent free in your head?
Yeah.
Are you going to ask him?
Just trying to kill time here, guys. Just trying to have fun.
Oh, okay. No, I'm Sites. 9 right, a.m. every Monday.
Here's the question.
9 a.m. What Drab think? This is going to sponsor by Don't Sleep.
He loves it. I feel like Valdez has already glazed him.
He's been playing very well. But Drab has a very good point here about six games into the season. He doesn't want to call him an MVP yet.
That's fair.
And honestly, I really do feel like Commanders fans are infatuated with where Jaden Daniels ranks on the list of quarterbacks. I'm starting to get that feeling right now. Like it makes them feel good to
go be on
Emmanuel Acho's top five list. That makes you feel really good.
Yeah. All right, Drab.
What?
Will you say that? Because I personally believe this with all my heart. He's special.
He wants you to say the word.
No.
But just because
Sam Howell, I thought was the guy. I never thought he was special. This guy's special.
special.
Well, I hope Sam Howell wasn't special. He was a fifth-round pick compared to the number two overall pick.
Yeah, but how many times did he say no one's talking about what round Sam Howell was drafted?
Well, you'd have to go back and get the audio. Maybe he did say he's special.
I'm a quarterback snob.
He might have said
have been.
He said he was a fifth-round pick, but it was really like the third round.
We know.
He should have been Howell. He should have been number one overall.
Loved until he didn't love Heinicke.
I like that.
I knew Heinicke was limited.
But you talked about how he went through five progressions. You loved Heinicke for a while.
I didn't talk about that. This college
I know,
coach
you
said
noted
that.
It.
So I like that attribute that right. he said.
But you
his,
do.
His arm was a
I know,
joke.
He's a gamer.
His decision-making was a
hey,
joke.
Let's finally but that's admit that, be, that where you're picked matters, especially when it comes to quarterbacks. Can you admit that now?
I think on the whole it does, but it's not the ultimate.
Yeah, Brock Purdy's pretty good.
It's pretty important.
Huh? Brock Purdy's pretty good.
He's also an outlier.
Yes, I agree that it's
but
outlier.
I believe an outlier.
He was the last guy.
Do you think that
the
outliers
draft.
Are not a thing? Like, I think
they're what their
thing.
Definition is. They're very rare.
Yeah. Okay,
outliers are very rare.
They're very rare, but they happen every few years.
Okay, from time to time.
Yeah,
I'll bet on the guys picked in the top five against the last guy picked.
Listen,
every time.
Listen, I'm the only guy in here that said I think all the first round picks are going to hit. And I watched Bo Nix yesterday. He wasn't great, but he competes his ass off.
He was horrible.
I don't think he was horrible. Did you watch the game? He had two touchdowns. He runs.
I mean, when the game was already decided, the Chargers
were
up 20-0.
He's got no help.
I mean,
that
team stinks.
Is atrocious, and he keeps them competitive. Anyway, I think of all those guys, I mean, maybe Caleb is special. I think Caleb's a freelancer. I'd rather have our guy, but I just want you to say special.
Caleb has proven he's pretty damn good the last few weeks.
He's been good the last few weeks. I give him that. But I think he's going to be roller coaster, too much freelancing, whatever.
Hopefully he's not very good in a few weeks here.
Yeah, I mean, he could beat us.
That's going to be.
That one will bother me.
Sure.
I think his freelancing is overstated. I heard, just reading articles, that his coach was saying he's playing more point guard.
Okay.
Here's Cole Kmet wide open in the middle after a couple of fakes. Boop.
All right.
Here's Keenan Allen over the top, back of the end zone. Boop.
I give him credit. I'm surprised that they're 4-2.
Here's what's special. The amount of Pepsi Rookie of the Week awards he's going to collect. And that makes you happy. And I haven't kept track
of any of that.
And you guys got
Has
your guy.
Has he won one?
You got
the
all
no
of them except for
you,
one.
You bring all these things up. I don't even
all
know.
All of them except week one?
No, I don't know if it was week one. He's won it four out of 5 weeks. I think maybe Malik Nabers. Maybe Malik Nabers won Pepsi
what?
Rookie
now I just
of the
want
week.
A diet Pepsi.
What's important to me is we got a superstar. We got a superstar at the most important position. And as someone said to me, I'm going to cruise out the rest of my career with this legend in town.
I mean, again,
Better hope you didn't get hurt.
So sorry.
Better hope it's not an RG3 leg situation.
My last 10 years, if I last that long, are going to be on the coattails
watching a legend
of this legend
right.
versus the 97 other bums that we've had.
Begging Drab to call him special.
Well, I know for a fact he's never going to call him legend. That guy right there.
Probably not.
Maybe in Bickle's last year.
All right. Let's take some calls when we come back. Some people want to chime in. Tim from Suitland, he didn't even like Cliff's play calling. Listen, I wasn't Cliff's biggest fan in the first week and a half, but I think the guy's been awesome. Awesome.
I don't think the play calling was truly the issue yesterday. I think the issue was they couldn't stop Baltimore.
Of course. Play calling was decent.
But what did the game tell you about where you kind of feel they are in the NFC picture at this point? 800-636-1067. We'll tackle that next on a Misery Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
.com for me and the NFC, and I'd be okay with it.
Well, that's even higher. The third best team in the NFC?
That's higher than I'd put them. Let me see.
I think there's a bucket of teams that are kind of all about the same. Like, if you had to, I guess, like, Tampa scores a ton of points. Baker did have 3 picks yesterday, did have 4 touchdown passes. I think he's up to 15.
Yep, 15.
And they beat
the league.
Washington head to head, so like you kind of should give them the edge.
I have to give them the nod. Yeah,
but I think Washington is kind of in that same bucket with Tampa, Green Bay, Eagles, and I think the Niners are better.
Their offense is more impressive than the Eagles at this point.
Yeah, it is.
NFC.
I have the best in the NFC East.
Yeah, fifth. So who are your 4 teams ahead of them?
I mean, I haven't given it that much thought.
So Vikings, Detroit, Lions, I'll give you those two.
The Lions and the Vikings I put in front of them.
Do you put the Falcons?
I think
we'll
they're
find
kind
out.
Of
they
in
play
the same
head-to-head.
Territory as the Falcons. I think they're kind of in the same boat.
You got to put the Bucks ahead of them because they beat them.
San Francisco,
Bucks
3-3.
And maybe San Francisco.
I would put San Francisco
and then I put
ahead
their
of
Commanders.
Them.
Okay, so 5.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I think they're in that range. But look, I think it's going to be a dogfight to win the division. Because Philadelphia could get right. Like you were saying, you were surprised that the offense didn't do better. Are they going to go a whole season without scoring in the first quarter? They have Saquon Barkley.
No, they're going to get
better. They've got those 2 stud receivers. You would think that they'd play better.
San Francisco is... You got to remember who they've beaten. They've beaten the Jets, the Patriots, and they own Seattle, so they went out there and beat Seattle. But, I mean, they lost to Minnesota. They lost to the Rams. They lost to the Cardinals. I don't know how good they are. I mean, can they win the division? Of course.
They just get the benefit of the doubt.
Will McCaffrey be back? Probably. I mean, when they're healthy.
They're saying he's going to be back now? Is that what they're saying?
They're saying he's getting closer.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know what week that means. It could be 4 or 5 weeks down the road. I have no idea. But my point is their resume, even though they've got the brand and the reputation, but their season has not been good.
All right, and they got the Chiefs next.
They got the Chiefs next at home. They got the Chiefs, Cowboys, Buccaneers on the road. Still have to play the Packers and Bills on the road. They got a tough test.
All right, let's bring on some of these calls. We've got people chiming in. We got Trey's. Or no, I'm sorry. It's Tim. He's been on hold for almost 2 hours. Tim, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Tim?
Timmy.
Thanks for taking me. I like the game. You know, I mean, I didn't like the loss, but I'm thinking, why don't we play up on these wide receivers? I mean, NFL tell us that we can bump these guys for 5 yards before they get started. I mean, can we slow them down? I mean, we play off too far as I'm concerned. I mean, you used to bump them. You can only bump them 5 yards, but you can slow them down.
Maybe they're afraid that these guys are going to get past them and give up deep balls, which they did earlier this season.
You think Joe Witt knows what's going on there?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a defense coordinator. I mean, he has the job, But I mean, I think we're getting beat anyway. Mm-hmm.
They would rather give up these long methodical drives, I guess, than the big plays, the explosive plays. Now, it turns out Baltimore still had explosive plays within those long drives. But let's say we were talking earlier in the show. Benjamin St. Juste was matched up against Zay Flowers a lot. When Zay Flowers would just run across the field, he couldn't keep up with them speed-wise.
I don't even understand
that's why they're giving space because he's not as fast.
I don't even understand the logic of that. Like, why on earth? Like, I understand he's our top corner right now, but he just doesn't measure up to a guy like Zay. Like, there's not a planet that exists where he can cover him. Unless he mauls him at the line
you'd
of
have
scrimmage.
You'd have to ask him. I have no idea. Doesn't make any sense.
Put Sanistro. I mean, not saying that those other guys would do any better.
Were they playing man? Was that man coverage?
Looked like it to me, but I'm not a decent
corner. I don't know why they would ever play
one crosser, it was man coverage, and then there was like a little rub. It wasn't a pick.
One time he got screwed, the receiver got right in front of him. He had to run behind him.
I mean, it was essentially a pick.
Yeah.
It was like a crossing pattern. And
great
then
play call.
Yeah, so he got a step behind.
That one.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, there were like nine before that.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, what's your beef with Cliff?
None. I mean, I don't have a beef with him. I think he's top notch. Oh. That was just one thing. But I do have a problem with all these design runs for Jalen. I mean, you don't have to design runs for him. We have running backs. This guy will run anyway. But don't design his run.
I don't mind one or two.
I'm cool with designed runs. As many runs as they want to give him without him snapping in half from a hit, give him all those
maybe on
runs.
The perimeter. The ones that are like between the tackles, those are the ones that are cringy.
I keep those to a minimum.
Right. Yeah. Right. Those are the ones that are cringy.
Right.
Thank you, Tim.
I mean, if a design run of coming off the edge, fine, but having them come up the middle and
it's a little cringy. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. All right, let's go to Reggie in DC. I agree with Reggie. Reggie, what's up?
Reggie.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, look, Drab say his eyes is better than Tony Romo. Okay. All right, we gonna keep that between us.
Yeah.
So listen, I don't understand how do we not say that Jaden is not, you know, every game, and since I've been a fan of this show, when we played against a good team, I'm talking last year against Buffalo, last year against Miami, all the playoff teams, we get blown out. It's not even – we lost last year to Buffalo 37-3.
Yep.
It wasn't even competitive.
Right.
We go on the road, play against a Super Bowl favorite, and we're with them point for point. You know, we can talk about the pass interference on St. Juice, which wasn't. We can talk about Zacharias, you know, running before he caught the ball. That stopped the drive. There's a lot of different plays you probably can point on both sides. But the bottom line is, are we a legit contender? Absolutely. Because we have a quarterback. Like, everybody, like, if you have a quarterback, you are a legit contender. Name a good upper-tier quarterback where that team is not a contender. Mm-hmm. And if so, then look at the coaching around him. Look at that, the coaching around him. But even with that, you still can't really count Dallas fully out because of Dak.
So what do you want you to make fun of Drab. What is your thing with Drab? That's what I like.
Mean, I you know what? I don't understand Drab. I don't get it. Like, how do you
it's
not
those
what
big
are your
lips.
Eyes telling you?
He's right getting away of his brain.
I think something is like, it's a little bit of maybe UEB. And, you know, I would say this. I love your little quarterback, your little five-minute offseason quarterback, because the one that stick in my mind that you said was Trey Lance going to be a bum.
Yes.
And he's a damn bum.
All right, I missed on Trey Lance. I'll finally admit.
No, he said it. Call it what you want. EB said, you know, I think y'all went on commercial break. EB said, yeah, I looked at three plays. Yeah, he's a running back. He can't throw. He's a bum. and guess what? He's a bum.
Right.
But I don't understand. I even screened my call. Drab, like, he left from Arizona State. See, the reason is all his greatness happened at LSU, and it didn't happen at Arizona
State.
That's
what it is. I've told you that. I know, but I keep forgetting
no
that. I'm sorry.
Sun Devil remorse.
You know, I don't think
he
about
wasn't
Arizona
good enough
State.
To play at Arizona State. What do you want me to
what,
tell
hold
you?
Hold on, what? What'd you
he
say?
He wasn't good enough to play for Arizona State.
He wasn't
State.
LSU.
Why, he started as
but
a
he's
freshman.
He's good enough at LSU.
He had 10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions his last year there. We said, see you later.
You said, see you later.
So Drab was like, okay, you know, the chick, she dated Drab in college, and now she got Leonardo DiCaprio's a Drab
right,
man.
Right.
No, man, be happy that you had her. Be happy that she just.
Hey, are you upset that Arizona State pulled the ripcord too early?
But you want to be, you want to hate
could
him.
Be
you know what? You bring up a good point. I keep forgetting that Drab is a jilted lover on this.
Yeah, this is true.
I keep forgetting.
You're a jilted lover.
You totally are. Your Arizona State quarterback went on to bigger and better things.
I never loved him in the first place.
Well,
so.
Just a little minor dalliance. It wasn't a full-blown love affair.
You know what? Reggie has hit on something.
He's also entrenched in his position, and last year it paid off for him because you did the same bit with Sam Howell, and you wanted him to give Sam Howell props, okay?
Drab. One of the worst Drab held it over collapses you. In history.
Just Drab had the back padding. I know. Drab had the back padding on you because I think my perception, I could be wrong, is he was pretty consistent in not giving Sam Howell all the praise.
He finally caved.
When?
At the midway point. Go to the tape. I remember. finally caved. And then he smashed it in the wall. Bienemy ruined him. He ran away with a truck. And it was over. I've never seen anything like it.
Believe me, I never caved.
You did a little bit. You started to cave.
I nearly had a heart attack when the Seahawks traded for him. The last thing I wanted was Sam Howell on my team.
Yeah, after the swoon. But right before the swoon, you caved.
You got to get the audio.
Just go to the tape. I can't remember what week it was when he had a dynamite game.
That's convenient.
And then the swoon hit. And
I said the same thing. He throws great screen passes. That's what I said when Brian Robinson had a 50-yard touchdown.
That's what you're saying now about Jaden. Yeah. Same thing. He's on the same bit.
If Jaden comes out and throws, he's got 6 touchdown passes in 6 games. I'm not ready to crown him MVP like you are.
4 rushing touchdowns. Don't forget those.
No. Right, well, I've also said I've also said he's not going to win MVP this year. That's crazy. I think he's a future MVP.
This year, yeah.
I've said he's not going to win MVP this year. He didn't have the numbers. I've always said that.
But Drab, he's not going to cave. He's not going to cave. Jaden could throw 10 touchdowns against Carolina. He's not going to cave. Just because he doesn't want to just bow down to you.
But Jason, you realize EB did this bit with Drab on Sam Howell last year.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because
get
I genuinely thought we had our guy until Bienemy ruined him. But I didn't. But I'll say this. I never thought he was like this kid. This kid's way above. The closest comp is...
He won the Heisman. He should be.
The closest comp is Robert, but that's an embarrassing comp.
Yeah,
because
let's not
Robert's
do that again.
Toolbox has
it's been like 4 straight shows.
I didn't bring it up.
4 straight shows.
You did last time.
I did last time.
It's a natural comparison, except that his toolbox is that little tiny computer
screwdriver.
You know, it fixes the eyeglasses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Congratulations on getting your 2025 Madden cover, boy. All right?
That'll be the jinx.
That's pretty good. I'll take it.
That's what Commander fans want.
No.
Winnie doesn't matter.
Don't be Commanders fans like that.
Danny Ruhier said on the show this morning, nothing else matters this year. He said that an hour ago.
He's right. We're not going to win a Super Bowl this year.
It's development year for Jaden.
It's preposterous.
As long as you're happy, you got your guy. That's all I've been saying.
Hey, I'll say this. If you care about a guy being on the cover of Madden, if that's a big deal to you, you're a loser.
Hey, there's a lot of Commander fans
you're
who
loser.
Do.
I don't even know who it is.
Isn't that a jinx?
That sounds like a great thing.
Has been in the past.
That sounds great to me.
Was McCaffrey on it last
year? There have been a bunch of guys on it.
Who was on it this year? McCaffrey?
I'm sure I know.
Christian McCaffrey.
I have no idea.
Look what happened to him.
Yeah. Well, I know the injuries thing.
Yeah, it's the Madden jinx.
The jinx. But it means he's a great player. They don't put bums on the cover.
I think that this season does matter. I mean, obviously, it's a building block for the next 5 years. But if you're 4-2 and you got Carolina on your schedule and you got a couple other skells, you got to think about making the playoffs, winning
the
division.
Then that's where I'll agree with you. We brought this up earlier a couple weeks ago. I thought it was a little early. It will be a disappointment if we don't make the playoffs. It's not a disappointment if we lose the first round or don't get the Super. We're not a Super Bowl contender. We're just exposed.
I would agree.
Yeah, the Ravens are a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah,
the Commanders are not.
But we are a playoff contender, and if we don't get there, it will be a disappointment.
Yeah. Hey, bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Welcome back.
I got to thank Ray who called Friday when we were talking about predictions for the Commanders Ravens.
Ray from Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Ray from Clinton, and he predicted that the Commanders would win 45-17. So I said, I'll give you 10-1 odds. You're 10 bucks against my 100. Yep. They won't win by 28.
Right. I mean,
I probably should have given
him safest money ever.
I should have given him 50-1 odds, right. But I gave him 10-1, and I asked him to front the money. I think one of Drab's buddies actually fronted the money.
Mm-hmm. It's the guy that works him out.
I didn't know who that guy was.
That's our trainer.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that guy was. So he fronted the money. He said, "I'm fronting the money for Ray. Here's 10 bucks." So he Venmo'd me.
Right.
And then
You Venmo Cork back?
I should probably Venmo Corcoran back.
Right.
But Ray just came down to the station and paid me.
Good dude. Nice guy.
I didn't think he would.
Yeah.
Very nice. He didn't even want airtime. He didn't even want...
Nope.
I mean, he's getting ADs, bucks. But...
By the way, speaking of ADs, I don't think we've given ourselves enough ADs for hitting the anytime touchdown parlay.
We hit it. Can you ship me the money?
Let's ship me the money. I will ship it. What are you?
How much vig are you going to take?
Pov? Are you super pov right now? You really need that 80 bucks or 70 bucks right now?
I get psyched to see it.
It'll hit your Venmo account at some point. I can't guarantee you when. Mm-hmm. At some point today, I will take care of you.
I had Tony Pollard.
Yes.
You had Drake London.
I had Drake London.
JP had Derrick Henry.
JP had a minus 330 guy, but still it hit.
Eric had...
I had a guy that scored twice.
Who's
you
that?
Had...
My guy
you,
did too.
You had McLaurin.
T-Mac.
Yeah.
Behind the glass had Jameson Williams.
That's correct.
Big winner. So winner. What far we've hit that... You know what?
We've hit that twice.
I'll give you credit, Drabby. Stroke of brilliance to go this route versus picking the winners. This is obviously easier.
It's more up our alley.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why it's easier. It's just easier.
Yeah,
it's just easier. And we've hit it twice.
And I will tell you, dozens of our listeners tailed it,
good,
and won a lot of money, and they're not splitting it seven ways.
Hey, they could Venmo us.
Well, it's easier because
thank yous.
It's easier.
They could Venmo us thank yous, and you know the Venmos.
It's easier because in the NFL for touchdown options on the offense, I mean, there's only a few guys that could actually score a touchdown,
right?
And we usually take the really good players off of those teams.
But when we're picking winners...
Those are hard. I mean, because anything can happen.
In each game, there's one team's going to win. We're picking the wrong time.
There's literally...
But we were picking games where $10 would pay you $21,000.
Right.
Not me.
I mean...
Those dreamers.
It's just much harder to pick.
Always doing that.
There's literally hundreds of comments on our Facebook page. Follow us there, facebook.com/thejunks, of people winning... $500, $400.
No, I mean,
some people
won,
only made dollar bet. There was one guy who put in a dollar bet, but they still won money.
What? You know what? Hold on. You know what Mo did? Mo did the exact same one, and he threw in your pick.
Oh, yeah, the Charlie Kohler.
killed him. So they all hit, but the Kohler one.
Oh, no.
Hey, real quick. Did he even get a catch?
He barely was in the game.
Out of the game plan. Real quick, caller number 10. We're going to hook you up with two tickets. To go see Disturbed, the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour. That's Monday, March 17th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale to the general public Friday, October 18th at 10 a.m. So that's this Friday at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event info, you can visit thefandc.com/events. Just caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Time now for the Honda Huddle, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Contact them for a great deal today. And we'll just spotlight the rookie quarterbacks. You had four start yesterday. Two make their NFL debuts. Five if I include Jaden Daniels, who we've been talking about all day, had a great day. But Caleb Williams finished the day 23 for 29 for 226 yards, four touchdown passes, did have an interception, also had four runs for 56 yards. So Caleb Williams now up to 9 touchdowns on the season. He is the rookie quarterback leader in terms of touchdown throws. We finally got to see Drake May, the number 3 pick, drafted right behind Jaden Daniels.
Surprised Jason's in here with pants on today after that performance.
He played did better. Have 3 turnovers.
Okay, but he put up some yardage and some rushing yardage too.
He definitely brought life to a New England offense that only had 2 touchdown passes in 5 games.
Poor Jacoby Brissett. I like him as a person. He's just a bad quarterback.
What's the name of the receiver he threw the touchdown pass to on the sideline? It actually was similar to Jaden's to Terry McLaurin.
Is it DeMario Douglas?
It starts with a P.
Oh,
it's like Poy or something like that. Anyway, that
Hold
thing.
On.
I saw in like Next Gen Stats that was like a 6% probability or something like that of a completion. It was perfectly thrown down the right side.
I think it was Boutte.
LSU
kid. Yeah.
He threw one to Boutte, Henry, and he did throw one to Douglas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He actually had some nice drive. He played better than I thought he would. The one pick was really bad that he didn't get over the defensive lineman because he tapped it. And then he got the right tackle was getting crushed on every play. Right. So he held the ball a little too long in the pocket, got crushed blindside and fumbled.
Now, I will watch it because I'm a degenerate. But the London game next week is Patriots-Jaguars. Kind of gross.
And the Jags are staying there. They're not coming back home, are they?
They're staying there.
They're staying there for 2 weeks.
Right.
Our guy first round mock was on cloud nine because Spencer Rattler in the first half was 11 for 17 for 140 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, then what happened?
I didn't see him tweet anything about the second half because he finished with two interceptions. But you know what? First start, gave you a touchdown pass.
You know what?
Two picks.
He's a rookie, and he's starting in a bad spot. And his top receiving option, Chris Olave, gets knocked out of the game with a concussion.
Think about all the guys who got concussions. Harrison got a concussion.
Yeah.
Olave got a concussion.
They're all about his fantasy team.
Someone else.
So distraught.
I know. I think I'm going to bang my head into a wall.
There was a bunch of guys who got hurt yesterday.
I know. It's scary.
I love this guy's shtick, though. Early in the game, he goes, Saints were down 17-0 to Bucks defensive mastermind, Todd Bowles.
Right.
As a former NFL scout, my 2024 NFL draft QB1, Spencer Rattler, didn't blink. 8 for 10, 82 yards, one touchdown.
Well, first round mock is in complete and utter shambles because Caleb Williams has been nuking in the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
It's not good for his brand.
And finally, EB says Bo Nix played a good game. He did finish with two touchdowns.
They were in garbage time.
That 19 for 33, 216.
His team is terrible. I watched it.
They're actually they're not terrible. Now, offensively, you don't have a lot of skill position players that are great, but they're actually. Every one of their games this year has been decided, I believe, by 7 points or less.
No, they fight. They're competitive. They're well coached, but they're not very good.
So that's our look around the rookie quarterbacks. Of course, Jaden Daniels has been fantastic, taking on Carolina next, which should be a winner for Bish. Cake CBM JP. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.